Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is October 31st, 2019, day 303. Today's topic, in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood, and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 19, verses 73 to 80. Lamentations, chapter 4, verse 1 to chapter 5, verse 22. Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 1 to 18. Proverbs 26, verse 23. Today we have three main passages. The first one, Psalm 119, verses 73 to 80. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, Lord, that your laws are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause, but I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me. Those who understand your statutes, may I wholeheartedly follow your decrees, that I may not be put to shame. The third passage, the second passage is from Lamentations, chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. Because of thirst, the infant's tongue sticks to the roof of his mouth. The children beg for bread, but no one gives it to them. Those who once ate delicacies are destitute in the streets. Those brought up in royal purple now lie on ash heaps. The punishment of my people is greater than that of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment without a hand turned to help her. The third passage is from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 16 to 18. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit. That's from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 16 to 18. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. By listening, the topic I received yesterday was, "It was good for me to be afflicted." The topic I received today is, "In faithfulness you have afflicted me." It's all about our affliction, our sufferings. Yeah, you know, God does not allow things to happen without his permission. He allows sufferings happen to you is because he is faithful. Do you believe that? Today's three passages tells us that. Number one, today's psalm tells us God makes you, formed you, comforts you. When he allows sufferings happen to you, it's for you to know that only he is the one who will never run away from you because he is always faithful. Number two, today's lamentation tells us God allowed his severe sufferings to happen to his own people because of their continuous rebelliousness. The reason for God to do that is for them to repent and come back to him. Number three, today's Hebrew tells us Jesus suffered the most severe sufferings, telling us that suffering is a test, and Jesus tells us that if we are willing to wait, he is going to save us. If you believe that, it's good for you to be afflicted, you will be blessed. You won't be unable to sleep, you won't be put into depression, and God will use you and your experience, your testimony, to bring healing, freedom, and salvation to many people. Believe that. Let's pray. Dear Abba Father, in faithfulness you have afflicted us. Please use us and our experiences, our testimonies of sufferings, to bring healing, freedom, and salvation to many people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to allow God to use you and your experiences, your testimonies of sufferings, to bring healing, freedom, and salvation to many people? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.